Wow. What did we learn by listening to Rosie on the House today? Man, starting at 7 o'clock, we learned that iconic weather anchorman Dave Muncy will be at the Payson Book Festival next weekend. And with his book, Muncy Business, which, by the way, during the breaks, I've been paging through it. looks like a great book. You know, he was in the radio and TV business at just a real key time in the history of Arizona. That's a lot of fun. And he brought the message of watch your kids around water. We had a long conversation about that in the 7 o'clock hour. 8 o'clock, we had Julie Murphy in from the Arizona Farm Bureau talking beans and more beans.
We've gotten in the habit. We're trying to get in the habit where it's a new, you know, it takes a little while to build a habit, right? So every hour we're trying to have a post. So if you have questions about that hour, you'll find the podcast and you'll find a little bit of information. So we posted a couple bean recipes. And I tell you what, my barbecue beans are doing pretty good on Facebook. So I imagine they'll be having some people celebrate National Baked Bean Month.
Well, Jennifer, your baked beans are absolutely one of the family favorites at the family get-togethers. Man, did we have a great 4th of July Independence Day family barbecue. Man, that was a blast.
Is that picture? I can tell that's the backsplash in your kitchen.
Yeah, that's my big Magnolite.
Is that from just...
Yeah, I just cooked it the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's good smoked bacon from the country store in Sholo.
It didn't look like that when I got to it.
I think you had the bottom of the barrel. The guys eat last at our house.
Yeah, Jennifer and I were running home from the White Mountains where we had some wonderful encounters with wildlife, like just very rare. It was just a great weekend. The best medicine I've had since the accident was just walking at 9,000 feet through Escadilla Peak and the Apache Sicrees National Forest and the elk and the turkey and the deer. Oh, it was just absolutely awesome. So Jennifer said, well, look, let's go home through Pine Top and stop at Eddie's Country Store and pick up some of that great smoked bacon. So we picked up brats, various flavors of brats and the bacon. You use the bacon for your world-famous baked beans.
I did.
I cooked the brats up as part of the menu for the Independence Day barbecue at our house, and we had everybody over.
And Romy, I have to tell you, made homemade ice cream. Plus, he made an apple pie from the Anna apples off your tree. Romy, that was a hit.
That was a big hit. That's the biggest bunch of beautiful apples. I mean, your apple tree must just be going nuts right now.
So that we have four Anna apple trees that are producing right now. A couple more that have planted that will come. And this is now in their sixth year. So they're getting, you know, the maturity and the size where we're actually starting to get them. And the key is you got to thin them. And what we do is during the time where they're going from flower to apple, you know, at the end of a cluster, you'll get six, you know, maybe five, maybe four apples all off the end of one branch. And they say you want one apple for every 4 inch. Well, we didn't even thin that big, that much, and we were still getting those big apples. But
wow,
we were going through every day, and all those little apples we would just take off and throw in our bucket, and you just, as you're feeding your horses, you'd sprinkle it into all the different horses.
Everybody wins.
The horses, their mouths just turn to this white foam,
man.
And they're like, watch your fingers if you're trying to hand feed him, Remy, because Albert's going for that apple.
And the highlight of the entire barbecue that day was Romy demonstrating to the grandkids that he can spit a watermelon seed all the way around the world from a talent he and I learned up at Camp Geronimo.
Well, I think the biggest thing on that is just how well you've done in your recovery, on how well you were able to recover from your spill.
I just barely caught that last seed as it was coming over the top of the oleanders. And then we went in to a story about overhead garage doors, overhead garage door operators, openers, the door between the garage and the kitchen. We tried to cover real quick the rest of the doors in your house. Today was just like a huge instructional day for any of you that own a home or want to own a home in the great state of Arizona. And that's only a fraction of what we're going to try and cover next week when we're talking about back patios. We're just moving into the season where a back patio could become unusable because it's too hot, unless you tune in next week to Rosie on the House.